Now with an hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 8th of January, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. It's a brand new year, and a lot of us probably have things on our mind or things to do. Well, this one's definitely for all you single people out there. Yes, looking for love in 2018. What better way to do that than turn to technology? Yeah, that's always worked, hasn't it? Well, this time you might just want to turn around to your Amazon Echo. Yep, starting January 14th up until Valentine's Day, of course, Alexa's going to be offering you dating advice. Apparently, this is a collaboration between the matchmaking company 3-Day Rule, and they partner with Amazon Echo to give you 30 dating tips. Basically, what it does, it builds your confidence to go up to strangers and say, you know what? I love you. The advice is also meant to get you out of your comfort zone. Get away from all those old habits of 2017. So if you're lonely and desperate in need of a mate for 2018, just say, hey, Alexa, I'm pathetic. Now, here's something that isn't new for the new year, but LG thought, you know, why not? Samsung's doing it. We should do it, too. Yep, we're talking about tech in a fridge. And yes, this is part of CES 2018. You might actually remember LG did make a fridge with doors that could turn transparent so you could see all the crap you did or didn't have inside the fridge. Well, they've upped that this year with a transparent touchscreen. It's called the LG Instant View Thin Q Smart Refrigerator. Yeah, kind of a long title. Maybe they'll shorten that after CES. It features a 29-inch touchscreen that becomes transparent if users knock on it twice. So basically, yes, it will give you all that little lovely information you get on your touchscreen or refrigerator already. But you can go, hey, have I got any milk? And then maybe you can see if you got any milk or not. Just in case the machine might have been lying to you. Now, some of you tech geeks out there that do listen to this show are thinking, wait a minute, this ain't nothing new. And you'd be right. LG tried it 2 years ago with a version called the Smart InstaView Door Indoor. And it actually ran on a full version of Windows 10. Though it doesn't look like that version ever shipped. Probably still waiting on those Windows updates. In the meantime, if you want to check out the new fridge from LG, head on over to YouTube. There's plenty of videos on it, especially over there at CES. Well, for years now, vinyl has made a huge comeback. And vinyl, I mean record, and by record, I mean those players that you put a needle on. Yeah, just in case you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, believe it or not, we got another old format making a comeback. Kind of. The old cassettes. Yeah, those nasty sounding things. You remember those? Now, given the fact, yeah, if you had the right equipment, they actually did sound pretty good. But most of us had those little portable boom boxes and they just sounded like crap. Now, yes, of course, to Nielsen's media research, most of us are saying no to the physical format. We're all turning to streaming. But cassettes are actually experiencing a boost. So much, in fact, they've had their best year since 2012. And I'm right there with you. They still make cassettes in 2012? Really? According to Nielsen, they rose 74% over the last year to, get this, 129,000 units sold. It's not a lot. And it's well beyond what vinyl's been doing over the last few years. In fact, last year, sales were up 14.7 million. So cassettes have got a long way to go. But as long as they keep putting out Guardians of the Galaxy movies and soundtracks, yeah, more people might think, oh, yeah, what's that thing? I want one of those. And finally, I'm sure you've heard of Wi-Fi. You're thinking, duh, Kyle. Have you heard of Li-Fi? Oh, yeah, it's a new thing. And yes, it's because of CES again. Just to forewarn you, most CES stuff this week is going to be in our And Finally stuff, because it may never, ever make it. This, however, though, is kind of cool, especially if you're not a fan of Wi-Fi. Because let's face it, sometimes Wi-Fi can be a real letdown. But we still want the convenience of wireless internet. That's what Li-Fi is going to give us. It's a beam of light shot right into your laptop or phone or whatever it may be. Actually, the light is infrared light. And again, nothing that's really new out there. We've seen this before. There was actually a company named OLEDcom. Yeah, they were actually the first to bring this technology to the market. And as you probably guessed, that was introduced at CES and it never did anything. So here comes version 2. Basically, to get wireless internet, you have a lamp there. Yeah, it's like a functioning lamp. And you're going to have a dongle that'll plug into your computer's USB port. Or if you have at least a smartphone that's an Android device, You could plug one in at the bottom. Turn your light on, turn your device on, voila, beaming internet over to you. However, though, as you probably guessed, you've got to be in direct line of the light. Meaning that once you walk away from the desk or wherever you may be, you're going to lose internet. Kind of a major drawback. Though they're promising speeds are supposed to be a billion times better. I don't know if it's a billion, but a lot better than it is, of course, on traditional Wi-Fi. You know what else is probably pretty good, too? Those things called Ethernet cables. And since you already chained to your desk, you might as well just plug one in. That definitely is a billion times better. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. So much going on over at our official website, BritishTechNetwork.com. We've got blog upon blog posts over there. We've got reviews of what it's like to be living with a Tesla. So if you're in the market for one, you might want to go over there and have a read. Of course, all of our podcasts are over there too. Mac Show, Big Show, News Show, so many others. Get on over there and check it out right now. We're also on those social media places too. Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. On Twitter, at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community in our Slack room. Come on over, BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be returning for your Tuesday edition. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your first full Monday of work of 2018. Smile. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.